This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, it's one of those camp deals. Just hold them out of this one. Try not to make anything more of a problem than it needs to be.
Yeah, you know, when it's like, yeah, life's a lot easier. We've got a ton of it back there. But the thing about it, I mean, they work. And the plays they make today, the plays they've made in their careers to this point, it's because of their preparation, the time that they put in, weight room, off-season, film study, walkthroughs, doesn't matter. So they come out here, they know how to prepare, they're great pros.
So you heard from John Harbaugh and Chuck Pagano recently speaking to the media about the secondary, and the first cut was Harb's talking about Kyle Hamilton. It's a minor thing. Well, he was out there today. Bone was out there today. They sort of did what they call a mental practice. There wasn't a whole lot going on, but Hamilton was back on the football field, and we talk about the secondary. Pagano talking about the embarrassment of riches. Well, Longerbeam done for the year, Kone done for the year, 2 6-round picks. That said, they're still incredibly deep on the back end, especially when you consider a guy we talked about yesterday, Jason, the undrafted kid Lowry, who's probably going to make this team now, Reuben Lowry.
I look, today it's hard to get a gauge on. Bone, you were there. You saw just how little they did. So, like, would Hamilton have done anything more than limited if it was a real practice? You know, I don't think we know. I do think, and I wonder if this has come up. I'm sure it has come up. How much it's come up? If the specter of this has loomed large at all in conversations about an extension, I feel like a lot of times we're kind of like dodging a bullet or on the cusp of something. He's a guy who spends a lot of time in the medical tent. Now, most of it turns out to be not that significant, or just because he's such an elite athlete and he's so incredibly conditioned and he's so malleable and flexible that he bounces back. But you're going to lose that the older you get. They're diminishing returns for every football player. We've documented it's an attrition sport. It's a collision sport. It's a concussion sport. It's violent. To me, if you're going to say, what is your one, like, do you have any concerns about him? And I don't have many. He's about as clean as they come. But that is one. I just feel like he's susceptible to stingers. Like, I don't know, man. I get a little bit of a foreboding feeling about him, like, always sort of on the razor's edge of, is something seriously going to be wrong here?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Ken always jokes and calls him Gumby.
Yeah.
He's only missed 3 games in 3 years. He played in all 17 games last year. But I remember being out at training camp practice last year, and I can't remember if it was a knee or an ankle, but he went down and you could hear a pin drop. And he's limping off, and they're kind of carrying him off into the facility. He ended up being fine. I think, what was it, the Thursday night Bengals game? I remember distinctly there was a play where he's on the ground, kind of in pain, grabbing something. He didn't end up missing any time. So, yeah, I get that. He's always banged up. He's still always been able to produce, and knock on wood, he's been able to avoid any serious injury of note thus far.
You know what's interesting? And I'm not saying he's the same player, but injuries kind of robbed us eventually of Ed Reed. Ed Reed was a guy who was a freak show on the football field, even more so than Kyle Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Reed won Defensive Player of the Year and first ballot Hall of Fame. And maybe Kyle Hamilton one day will be on that track. But once the injury started with Ed, it just, he couldn't avoid them. And even when he was on the field later in his career, he wasn't the same guy that he was before.
Yeah. And again, this young man is young enough in his career. Like, I don't even know how much you broach it because, again, as Bone pointed out, like, he always seems to bounce back. But I don't know. Especially him now, we know where he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing in high traffic areas, mm-hmm. right? We've figured out now 3 years into this where he best fits the composition of this defense. But that's also where he's going to get hit the most.
And they need him to be healthy because in order to take this defense from good to great, he's got to be hitting the post every single week. He's got to be in a position back to what he was 2 years ago where he's in more of that chess piece role. And thankfully, the secondary is so deep that they will be able to get him back to that point. But he's the most important player on that defense, and there's a lot of good players.
So let's take a look at the secondary as a whole right now. Obviously, you've got Wiggins and Marlon and Jair Alexander and Chidobe Awuzie, and Jalen Armour-Davis is having a great camp. He's another guy that if he can just stay on the field, that was his question. That's why he slipped in the draft because he couldn't stay healthy. But and I haven't even started with the safeties yet, but like this seems to be health, if they're healthy, seems to be a loaded unit.
Well, it's the strength of the defense. It should be one of the strengths of the team. Those position groups, corner and safety, are the only ones on the defensive side that rival what they have at the skill positions on offense. So, yeah, they need those guys to stay healthy. They can't have that depth too heavily compromised. They need those guys to lead the way. I mean, that's how they're built. That's the reality of this whole thing. Like, we were wondering about Van Noy holding up for another year. We're wondering what a walk year is going to bring out in Owe. We're wondering about Mike Green making the leap to the NFL. I mean, we think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But like, there can't be any wondering about Marlon. Marlon needs to be what Marlon was last year. Like, Kyle Hamilton needs to be one of the more impactful defensive players in this league. Like, Madubuike needs to be closer to what he... Like, those things have to be close to givens, I think, because we don't know about the dudes playing next to Madubuike. We don't really know about proven pass rushers in their prime. I don't see a whole lot of them on this roster. So, yeah, the main thing's got to be the main thing. And the dudes who are dudes in the secondary, they have to play like dudes. There's no equivocation. There can't be any other ulterior reality. The first 10 weeks of last season cannot happen again, not even close.
Obviously, this team's going to go as far as Lamar Jackson takes him. And when you're talking about the Ravens, you start with number 8. But if this team is able to get over the top and make a deep run and make it to the Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, this secondary has to be a thing. It has to be dominant. They've invested way too many resources in terms of draft capital, in terms of money, for it to not be. And I don't have any reason to think why it wouldn't be.
Jason, are you confident that this defense can be, like, at the end of last year, they were fine. They didn't make mistakes. They were like white bread, sort of like just your average, better than average run of the mill defense, which was better than it was the first 10 weeks of the season when it was atrocious. Are you confident that they can be a top 10 defense in this league?
Yeah, and I mean, look, the reality is, and a lot of it was led by what they did against the run all year. At the end of the year, I think the Ravens and the Packers were the only two teams top 5 in the NFL in yards produced per play and yards allowed per play. Like, at the end of the day, that they still checked a lot of boxes despite that horrendous start. So
they were number 1 in several categories from weeks 11.
But I'm talking about for the year. Yeah, like, even as bad as they were, if you look at yards allowed per play for the year, it's top 5 defense. Despite giving up 500 yards to Burrow and all the deep plays and everything getting over their heads and all that for the first half of the season. So, no, I'm not super worried about it. I'm worried about January put-away pass rush. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about fourth quarter at Arrowhead in January pass rush. I'm worried about that. But I still think they'll get there.
I still want to see the turnovers. Mm-hmm. They've been preaching it so much, but you want to see the takeaways this year.
Well, right now they're at the pool.
Yes.
I guess Michael Phelps was at practice today. Ray Lewis was at practice today. There were a couple golfers at practice today because the BMW's this weekend at Cave Valley.
Bone was at practice today.
So all the luminaries.
You're kind of 0 for 2, Bone. Right, your first practice, you put the kibosh on Big Looper. And then today didn't even really qualify as a practice. And apparently nobody was recording the coordinators. The coordinators talk, but nobody.
That shocks me. Yeah. All the cameras were there.
Nobody has audio.
Secret
of the coordinators
except for the trippy cut. How much you put in your notebook, Bum?
To be honest, not much. I left it in the car. You took a screenshot of it.
Like your laptop, leave it on the roof.
No, yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I brought it to practice. I left it in the car because what do I need it for?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Notes that I took were about the press conference. Yeah.
There was nothing. But we've got no sound, so we could use.
We could use you synthesizing it for us. I didn't realize that they didn't post it. It looks like Horden's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get to know.
They're making us work for it.
Yeah. Well, monster show today, and we're done early as Orioles start a 3-game series against the Mariners tonight at 6:30. So that means BBT tonight at 5:30. Bobster and
Jim Hunter.
Oh, Bob and Jim. Very nice. That's live from Pickles at 5:30. Speaking of Jim Smith, AD of the University of Maryland. He's new AD. He's going to join us at 2:30. We'll talk Maryland Athletics with him then. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our BBT coverage. Easy for me to say. At 3 o'clock, we'll talk O's with him. It's a good time to talk to him about Jackson Holliday.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll talk with Bordy at 3. Cynthia Freeland, talk NFL and Ravens with her at 4. And Ravens with Brian Wacker, who covers them for the Baltimore Sun at 4:30.
Yeah, a lot of ground to cover. O's starting a series with Seattle. Deck chairs on the Titanic. Jordan Adams gone again.
Print the playoff tickets.
Daniel Johnson, welcome back.
I don't remember him here the first time.
I do. He was in Norfolk all last year.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the Guardian system. He's gotten a cup of coffee here or there. Look, they want their fingerprints on every 4A player they could possibly get their hands on. So good for them there. I think we'll hear from the coordinators by the end of the show.
Maybe. Well, you're going to hear from some of them next.
Right, but I mean, like, maybe.
Yeah, maybe full on.
Because we had Bone was on assignment.
Yeah, on in honor of Aloysius, who you saw today, Bone, full-blown coordinators maybe later in the show?
I would think.
I hope. Probably the less we say about it, the better.
Yeah, allegedly, according to Bone, Chris Horton's up, so at least special teams will hear. But coming up next, we'll hear a little Monk, a little Orr, a little Horton. Chris Horton, they spoke today. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, I'm so proud of Daniel. I mean, you know, he worked hard in the offseason, came in great shape. You know, I think I was talking, you know, earlier that, you know, we're excited for Daniel. I mean, he's come a long way. He is a really, really good football player. In today's day and age, shock value, you know, whatever seen for one shot on the internet doesn't make a man, or a great play doesn't make a man. As I was saying earlier, I think, you know, we were talking like if the internet posts someone walking into church, it doesn't make him a great Christian.
So, wow. So that's Todd Monken talking about Daniel Falele. And Daniel Falele, a massive human being who was slightly less massive this year. He did look like he's lost significant weight. And he referenced there was a video of him getting trucked in the game Thursday night against the Colts. But Todd Monken is here to defend his guard.
Well, look, the composition of this offensive line is what it is. We've talked about it. I believe that they, as an organization, have sort of internal power rankings of positions that they're willing to invest capital in. And there's positions that they're willing to, you know, put sort of middling assets into. And being frankly willing to live with middling, pedestrian, slightly below average to slightly above average results. And I think guards fall into that category, and understandably so. And I don't really quibble with that. I frankly feel the same way. But it's got to be at least around replacement level. And last year it was fine because the center was really good and the tackles were great. And that's the equation. And we're not going to see a lot of that together. So I'm not going to get caught up too much in the hoopla over guys having terrible snaps here and there in preseason games. But I also think Todd Monken has no choice but to stand up for these guys because this is what he's got. This is all he's got.
He really went to bat for him because Cordell had a follow-up question after that, and he was standing on his business, Jason. But look, Daniel Falele, he has a target on his back in terms of Ravens Twitter. He is the guy that I feel like everyone likes to dunk on and clown on and all of that. But this was a new position for him. Moving to guard last year, where he was that giant tackle in college. He did that. The beginning of the year was horrific, and Max Crosby and Chris Jones, they just abused him repeatedly, but he got better as the year went on. A lot of people laughed at the fact that he was an Pro Bowl alternate, but he's not getting a fan vote outside of Baltimore to be a Pro Bowler. So clearly coaches and players that played against him think somewhat of him. I'm not saying he's this great guard, all pro guy, far from it. But you said, like, I think they'll be fine with him. They'll be fine. Are there going to be some hard moments? Absolutely. But I don't think that this is a total turnstile, Villanueva style.
No.
Quite frankly, the second half of last year,
I didn't think
he was bad.
No, I'm with you.
Nope.
And some of that might be Lamar.
Sure, absolutely it is. Absolutely that plays a factor.
More from Todd Monken. He talks about dealing with criticism.
You know, they have to live it more than me. I'm used to it. You know, I mean, that's part of the business. I mean, I should be old enough to handle that, okay? Other than Trippy, that you can't, to him, no. But everybody else, like, just the bottom line is those guys, they have to deal with it every day.
How about Trippy getting a shout out from Monk? Now, there's a podcast I want to hear.
Oh, I would
love Monk and Trippy had a podcast.
Yes, to hear that.
We would be playing those clips
like every single
quite
week.
A bit.
Every single week.
If they do it, not to tell you how to handle your business, but I would tape on Tuesday night. It seems
seems to be a popular taping
to
time.
Be the time to do it.
Yeah.
That would frankly, I think that would destroy Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman's Startup Ravens podcast.
Ah, yeah.
If Trippy and Monk joined forces,
is his?
I think it would knock out the two outsiders and the insider. Yeah. I think it would just wipe out the whole cottage industry.
His Bordy and his podcast is called Be More Baseball, correct?
Yes.
Is the other one called Be More Football?
That's a good question.
Are they changing them both to Be More Sports? I don't know.
I think.
Is it under the Be More Sports umbrella?
I think that's I am in no position to speak.
Is there
for
an Aloysius umbrella?
But I think that might be the way that they're pivoting.
There were a lot of luminaries out at practice today, including Tim Barbalace. Yeah. The Bone was there, but Ray Lewis was there, and Zach Orr, Ravens defense coordinator, former Ravens linebacker, talks about Ray.
Man, I mean, obviously, Ray Lewis is an iconic figure, man, iconic sports figure. And then to have a guy of that magnitude as a person and as a player, to be part of our organization, to come back, I mean, I enjoyed it. It's a surreal moment for me. I grew up watching him as a kid, so he has plenty of pictures, plenty of honors around the building. So I think it's great for guys who haven't had a chance to meet him or see him up close to feel his presence, man. His message was good. It was about... you know, don't skip any steps. The preparation is what's going to lead you to success. So it was a great message from him. It was fired up. I didn't know he was coming in.
So obviously Ray Lewis, Zach Orr said it, iconic. And especially for Zach Orr, not only defensive coordinator, but a guy who played the same position or played linebacker for the Ravens. Ray Lewis is held in high regard.
He's got a statue.
He does.
And
does.
Unlike Tom Brady's statue, I think his head is in proportion to the rest of his body.
What'd you think of his statue?
It looks freaky.
It was very underwhelming.
Bone, so you also explored the notion of, because we know I'm very bullish on Marlon getting sacks this year. You explored the notion with Zach Orr about Hamilton and Marlon deployed from the slot attacking quarterbacks?
Well, he was mainly saying that the nickel spot is going to be pretty interchangeable this year, given the fact that so many guys can play inside. And of course, that's going to be, he was saying, performance, matchups, a week to week thing. So I don't think it's going to be a strictly Marlon thing or Hamilton thing for that matter. I think
they're going to be in dime a lot, and I think they're going to be spread out, and I think you're going to see both of them in the slot.
Yeah, no, that's what he was saying. Yeah.
At the same time.
Interchangeable.
I'm talking
double
at
slot.
The same time.
Double slot.
Double slot blitz.
Yeah, I could see
that. That's sort of what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I don't think they want to tip their hand, but I bet there's something to that.
One more today. Chris Horton, he's, of course, the special team coordinator, talks about his punt returner, LeJonte Wester.
It's him being aggressive. I think it's him making decisions on the fly, right? That first one, it was a short ball. He obviously checked outside and realized that the gunners were nowhere close to him, and he had an opportunity to field that ball and get vertical. You know, those are the things that we saw on his college team. A young guy that can clearly field the ball and that is not afraid to catch the ball in traffic. I do believe if someone was in his face and he needed to use the fair catch, he would have done that. But I love everything he did in the game. And obviously, the next play was even better, right? At the touchdown. Here's a kid we talk about just being able to field the ball first. And then everything after that is a plus. He has all the after-the-catch ability, and he showed that on that second half.
We know Chris Horton watched the college tape because he watched every punt returner's college tape.
So, and then stacked them.
Yeah, and then stacked them. I would like to know. He wouldn't tell us, of course. Give him some truth serum. Where did LeJonte Wester finish in that worst to first stack?
I kept thinking, listening to that cut, though, Jason.
How angry Ken was getting with all the kids.
Oh, yeah. Am I wrong?
Drowning him out. Yeah,
you can't. I care because if I'm asking a question.
I heard it fine.
But yes, because there's a microphone. There, you heard it. If you're standing there, you can't hear it.
Get closer.
Yeah,
Do your job.
You heard it fine because the microphone is in the feed.
Damn good to me.
Move the kids.
You know what? I like the ambient sound. Yeah. It sounded like NPR. Yeah. I like NPR, which doesn't even exist anymore. They're killing NPR. Yeah.
Kids, move the kids to field two with the players.
Nah, the kids are part of the deal. That's training camp, brother.
Yeah. Coming
adapt
up next,
don't go like me.
Maryland football. Yeah, exactly. Maryland football gets started in 18 days.
They play real football.
They play FAU at home at noon. New athletic director Jim Smith joins us next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the Fan. Been talking a lot of football. Ravens training camp continues. By the way, we are also the home of Maryland football, and they kick off August 30th hosting FAU. And joining us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, it's the new athletic director at the University of Maryland, Jim Smith. And Jim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. I am curious. The landscape of college athletics has changed so much. You just got done working for the Braves. You were the point man for the All-Star game, everything that involved that financially. Like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, did you think you'd be an athletic director at a major university?
Hey guys, what's up? And I appreciate you having me on today. And it's really great to be in College Park and be here at the University of Maryland. So really appreciate the time. And to answer your question directly, no, I think it was 20 years ago when I thought I was going to be an athletic director. Maybe it was even more than that when I was at Ohio State the first time working for Andy Geiger. And I really did think that was going to be the pathway for me. And then, you know, the journey took me in a different direction and into a lot of really great professional sports roles. And then all of a sudden, the landscape changed a little bit in college athletics, and here I am. So it kind of worked. So not 5 or 10 years ago, it was a little bit longer ago where I really thought I could be an athletic director.
Well, Jim, what are some of your main goals in elevating all of the sports at College Park?
Well, the great part is we already have a lot of great sports here in College Park, right? It's just about making sure we sustain and keep the sports that are high performing at that high level, and then how we build all our other sports into being really high achieving sports. So, you know, we've got, you know this, we've got great lacrosse programs. We got a great men's soccer program. You know, we've been very competitive in men's and women's basketball. Football's had, you know, more bowl wins, or the fourth most bowl wins in the last 4 years in the Big Ten. So, look, we have a lot of successful programs here. It's how do we sustain it and maintain it going forward?
Well, football obviously is the next big revenue sport about to start. You guys have a local quarterback who's part of a recruiting class that's got heavy local ties that a lot of people are excited about. You've had a chance to spend some time around Coach Loxley now. What are some of your thoughts on the state of the program heading into this season?
Yeah, really like what Coach Lox has done, both on the field and in the coaching room, right? Mm-hmm. We've really continued to recruit the DMV really, really well. You know, everybody knows him here, and, you know, he knows the kind of guy he is and the program that we're developing here. And then he added some really good coaches in this offseason that have some great NFL experience. And I think that's really going to help us because we have such a young roster and we have to develop this roster in a short period of time. And we've got a really talented roster. They just haven't got a lot of snaps yet. And so having guys who've been in at the next level of professional football or next level of football, coaching them up and getting them ready in a really short period of time, I think is really a benefit for Maryland football. So I am really excited about this upcoming football season.
We're talking with Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's go to basketball if we can, Jim. And this, as a Maryland fan, last year was fantastic, but then the ending and the postscript was not. But Buzz Williams, since he's taken over as the head coach, has he slept? I don't remember. Full disclosure, I remember early 50s. I don't remember, maybe since the early days of Gary, seeing a guy that seems to be handing out offers, recruiting offers to players almost every single day. Just your thoughts on the basketball program as it sits right now.
Well, so when we talk about Maryland basketball, we really got to talk about both the women and the men's program.
Sure.
And how great both of those programs have been over a long period of time. But specifically as it relates to Buzz and not sleeping, there's a good chance he can operate with almost no sleep. The man's got an incredible amount of energy. I've never seen a more organized guy in how he approaches both his program and building his roster. And for a guy that came to College Park with zero players,
yeah,
he's really built a pretty good roster that we're going to be competitive this year. And, you know, really looking forward to seeing what he can do. He's very focused on recruiting the DMV as well. So, you know, I think we're going to do our best to make sure we keep the top talent here in Maryland and at Maryland, just like the past has done, because it's obviously served us well to do that. I think you may have seen an Instagram post over the weekend that also shows just the kind of the commitment on both sides of our basketball programs and how we're trying to recruit here in the Baltimore/DMV area.
Well, Jim, your first official date was, the beginning of July, so it hasn't been too long. But, of course, now we're in this day and age of college athletics where NIL, it's so paramount, having the resources for all of your programs. Just how would you assess Maryland's NIL stepping in?
So I think we've got a lot of work to do. I think the honest answer is, hey, look, it was different last year, but every program has a lot of work to do. The rules change. They change regularly. We have to adapt to those changes and really get after it. So in order, and I said this in my opening press conference, whether it's football or any of our programs, the department has an obligation to provide the resources so these coaches can compete at the highest level. And that's the goal for Maryland, that we're competing at the absolute highest level. And that's part of my responsibility, is to go out and find those resources and to create a really successful NIL program. And that's what we're planning to do. And I wish I started at the beginning of July. I started in the middle of July. And so I've got a few less weeks to have worked with. But we're off and running, and we're going to, you know, we're absolutely going to get after it so we can provide our coaches the most resources they can have, that we can get, so they can have and build great rosters of great student athletes that'll represent the University of Maryland.
I often wonder about non-revenue sports in the world that we're living in, and it's the business world, right? The scholastic business world that we're living in, and I love the soccer program there. Sasha's done such a tremendous job. You know, the field hockey program has been top notch. I mean, there's been a lot of different ways that athletic programs there have contributed. What is it like juggling the resources that those, you know, that they need, and obviously the good that they do for those individual scholar athletes and the school itself, but also realizing, you know, the economic sort of realities of college sports in the year 2025?
So, you know, that's the biggest part of the job is to figure out how you do and, not or, right? And so we have to have a great football program and a great field hockey program. We have to have a great both men's and women's basketball program, and we have to have great soccer programs, right? And so did Sasha just call you? He was like just outside my office.
No, but I will take his calls gladly. Love, yeah. Sasha.
And he, we're really fortunate here at Maryland that we have great coaches that want to be here at the University of Maryland, even though we may not have the resources that other places have. They are absolutely committed to being the most successful coaches they can be. Misty's another great example. And so how we determine what resources they get in order to continue to be successful is the big challenge. And those resources can come in a lot of different ways that might be different than are for football or men's and women's basketball. And that's really what I'm focused on.
Jim, not only you coming in this offseason, leading up to football, but you've added an impressive staff. Can you talk about adding Joe and Diana and the work that they're doing under you?
Well, you know, there were great people here before I got here, and they did a great job setting us up for coming in. And it also left me a few opportunities to bring really, really experienced pros in their professions to join me here at Maryland. And so Joe LeBou is a great example of that, right? A proven sports executive who's a Maryland Terp. And I think it's really important to make sure that we always have, when we can find really successful Terps to bring into the athletic department, it's incredibly valuable. There's not just a ingrained passion for Maryland, but you bring a great Joe brings a great perspective as it relates to professional sports and being able to combine that here at Maryland. And then with Diana, I needed to find a really experienced collegiate athletic administrator who has been successful at big programs. And I was very fortunate to be able to reconnect with Diana and convince her to come here to College Park, because the one thing I learned from a former Maryland athletic director, Andy Geiger, was surround yourself with people that are smarter than you and make sure that they've had the experience that can complement yours. And I think with hiring Joe and Diana, we've done just that here at Maryland.
Maryland football kicks off August 30th against FAU. New athletic director Jim Smith. Jim, this was great, man. Thank you so much
for your time.
Don't be a stranger. We'd love to chat again.
Hey, appreciate the time. Go Terps.
Go Terps.
Maryland football. We are the home for Maryland football and basketball right here on 105.7 The Fan. Coming up next, though, get to the Orioles. And the Orioles will be in action tonight against the Mariners. 6:30 first pitch, 5:30 BBT live from Pickles. That's Bob Haney and Jim Hunter. And how will they handle first base? Ryan Mountcastle's back. Kobe Mayo's been playing a lot of first base. How are they going to handle this? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
I got to talk to Mountie about it. I'm going to try to play Kobe as much as I can at first base. Mountie's a two-time Gold Glove finalist. We know this guy can really play defense. You know, we're balancing a lot of stuff right now, but I don't think Mountie minds DHing. I do want to get him out there and keep him in shape and keep him sharp, but without a doubt, the lion's share of first base work will go to Kobe, just because we are trying to develop the kid. You know, it's a real thing right now. If he needs a break, we'll throw Mountie out there, or if Mountie just needs to get out there, we will. That'll be a conversation with Mountie. I'll kind of let him have a say in how he wants to kind of navigate this right now.
So that's Tony Manzolino when Ryan Mountcastle came back when asked about how first base will be handled. And he said that Kobe Mayo is going to get the lion's share of first base opportunities. But now Ryan Mountcastle did play first base on Sunday.
Yeah, he did.
How do you think?
With an off day looming on Monday.
Yeah, how do you think?
Well, let me ask you. Do you, trust those mooks to do what they said they're going to do?
Well, I'm going to take that mook at his word and say that Kobe Mayo is going to play the majority of time at first base.
Define the majority. Is majority four out of every seven?
Four or five.
Is it four of every seven? Five of every seven? Is it six of every seven?
I would say if there's seven games in a week, he's playing first at least five times.
I hope so.
I'll
believe it when I see it, but I hope so.
Like, he didn't leave much up for interpretation. Obviously, he's just getting talking
points
from Mike
Elias. Yeah, he's getting
it
from upstairs.
But we know that Mike Elias can be vague at times during his press conferences, where he just came out and said, Kobe's going to play the majority of first base. We had this conversation with Ryan Mountcastle. Mountie's still going to be in the lineup as a DH, especially with O'Neill on the IL. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
But you don't think there could be any chance that somebody in ownership wakes up from a slumber and says, wait a minute, I've been looking at our lineups lately, and we got a guy making $18 million who's coming off the IL who's on the bench, and we got an $8 million first baseman who's on the bench. What's up with that?
Well, Jason,
I don't think they're waking up.
If I'm spinning it forward, though, and assuming they do the right thing and they call up Big Sam and Beavers, for that matter, this weekend, I could see Big Sam get squeezed. with Mountcastle and Man.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. But would it surprise you?
Let's call up a 20-year-old and not play him.
Yeah. But it's happened.
Hey, we've been there before.
How many times has that happened?
We have been there before.
How many times has that happened?
Oh, I don't have any. Especially I have zero expectations for anything close to competency across. I expect them to do nothing but pee down their own leg as a medical team, as a baseball operations staff, handling promotions and demotions. I mean, not promotions like bobbleheads.
Yeah,
I mean, individual human beings and handling their rise and fall through the ranks of the organization. I have their ability to put a lineup together. I have no faith in their ability to do anything as a competent group. But they are going to have some juggling to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know how, if you're telling me Beavers and Basayo are here, and O'Neill and Mountcastle are both still here?
That's my concern.
How's that working?
I have no idea. That's my concern. Because if you're just looking at it from Sam's perspective, he's either going to catch, play first base, or DH.
Yes.
That's it.
Three options. I mean, that's not bad. That should be enough. That should be versatile enough to play 6 days a week.
Should be, but then Mayo is going to play a lot of first base. Mounty might get a time or two. And you know O'Neill or Mountcastle are going to DH as well.
You two definitely think Beavers comes up with Sam? You think that's a package deal? I don't think it's a package
deal.
So you're saying
there's two parts of this. And I've watched this movie enough to know that there's a chance that he doesn't.
Yeah.
But he should.
I'm not asking that.
No, I hear you. And that's where my trepidation lies.
Right now, he's top 100 in one list.
Yes.
He needs to be top 100 in multiple lists. If he stays down there another month and continues to bat over, have a 300, 400, 500 slash line, I got news for you. He's going to pop in somebody else's. He's going to be Baseball Prospectus.
Even though he's 24?
24?
Because remember,
he's not 27.
But he is 24, and you also have to account. Can I finish? And you also have to account for the draft picks that just came in this year.
What year do you think he was drafted in?
I hear you.
But how many drafts ago do you think Dylan Beavers was drafted?
Can I finish my thought? There, you have to also account for the guys that were just drafted that are going to enter the top 100.
And he's already 84 in Baseball America.
Yes, but
they're the industry standard.
But MLB Pipeline did not add him to the
top
100.
That's fine. That's why he's not. And I'm telling you, you don't think that they think if he keeps doing this for another 3 or 4 months or 3 or 4 weeks that it could happen.
I guess it could.
It just happened in one of them.
It did. It did. They went 1 for 2. But the other part of that equation is he has to win Rookie of the Year to get the draft pick.
Yeah, this is all for a chance.
He should have been here 3 weeks ago.
I hear you.
So they've already let it go to this point.
Yes.
And now there could be them saying, hey, we kind of got rewarded for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think these two are a package deal.
And nothing with them surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me. You know what? You know who never surprises me? Mike Bordick. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our BBT crew. He joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.